two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chances are, if you live along the Wasatch Front, this is what you heard most of yesterday. The sound of rain hitting your roof or maybe the sidewalk. Well, just about everyone knew we needed some sustained rainfall. Just how bad is it right now? Salt Lake County Watershed Manager Bob Thompson explains.
A lot of the state, the snowpack is hovering between 50 and 60% of average, which is really low.
He also expects the snowpack to last a little longer before melting compared to other low water years. When it does melt, though, expect it to happen fast.
What that's going to mean is very little of it will infiltrate into the ground, and it's all going to become surface water that just pummels our reservoirs. And with that comes higher turbidity. The water's not as clean. So it's not ideal for filling, you know, lakes, rivers, streams.
So as we continue on, now more than a month since a state of emergency order was issued due to drought, it begs the question of what exactly can we do to help? Well, being smart with your water usage at home should be at the top of the list, according to Cynthia B. with the Jordan Valley Water Conservancy District.
Once it is time to begin regular watering later in May, just watering one less time per week. Your lawn is never going to need water every single day, not even in July.
In fact, no matter where it comes from, Salt Lake County is challenging you to use 5% less water this year. They say if just a quarter of all county residents do this, it would save 2 million gallons of water every day. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.